Welcome to Tradecraft, the podcast for roofers who want to stop guessing about marketing and start building a business that can work without them. I'm Brandon Buchanan. Each episode is going to answer one question about getting more leads, closing more jobs, and keeping customers for life. Let's get into it. I just love that feeling after you've done a big project and you feel like you are up to date with the competition. It's very rare that I get such relief because, well, marketing goes on into infinity. So if you have done a great job on your Google business profile and it looks good and you're ranking and you're looking at your competitors and you're saying, I'm ahead of them, but I don't feel like I'm growing like I should. Here to help you with that too. Sometimes your profile is perfect and they click and then you get a phone number and a button that says call for a quote, or they're in one of those answering machine trees. You know, when you have such precious attention from that person that's got a leaky roof and they really need your help, hate to send them to a voicemail. And it's kind of important to remember that that great business profile doesn't always get you ahead. Sometimes it just keeps you in the game. I would selling those things, but they're thinking, well, this guy, your Google business profile is a funnel. It's a funnel. It's not a destination. And this is the biggest and maybe most important part of the funnel because, you know, it's easy to improve things once you actually can get the leads coming into you. But you've got to think about what happens after the click or else you are leaving money on the table. Excuse me. Remember that there are things that your Google business profile cannot do. Showing the homeowner your face and voice. Video does that, and you've got to have just good video for that. It doesn't build trust before the call. And there's nothing like having an educated customer in any business, but I think in home care and roofing and home services, maybe even more. A case study walkthrough that gently introduces the kinds of tools that you use, the kinds of problems that you've solved in the past, and gives them a reason to choose you. That's irreplaceable. So case study walkthrough can build that trust before the call. And really your overall content is what gives those people a reason to choose you. They have to like you and for something, but you're just creating the image in the eyes of your viewer, right? Three, that you're good. Being the top roofer is not necessarily about ranking number one on Google. I mean, you can be a sponsored result and rank number one above the fold on a Google search, but that's not necessarily going to be what wins you the new client. It is really about turning the views into calls. Whoever turns those views into calls better than anyone else is the one who wins. So video is a part of it, but having a great presence, a great funnel, great inbound content, that is just as vital and perhaps even more so. So I'm going to talk to you in more detail just about what converts, what kind of content I've found most impactful and that can stand out from all these other roofers with a pulse. I think that the Google business profile is a great way to start, but there is more. There is more that can be accomplished, and I'm going to get into it in the next episode. I'll talk to you again after a while.
That's it for this episode of Tradecraft. If this helped, share it with another friend or competitor who needs to hear it. New episodes drop regularly. I'm Brandon Buchanan.
Field, and you think about them, sure, as podcast episodes, but also as pages that someone may read in long form. That's pretty important because these are the questions that everybody has anyway, and they're not saying out loud. And obviously there are many answers to that question. How much does it cost? What areas are you in? How can I get there? And these are like the SEO long tail, quote unquote, questions.